What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
2 days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Today on The Dark Side of a Florida Woman Allegedly Stabbed Husband 140 Times. It's a lot. 88 living and 40 deceased animals found in extreme filth in a Nebraska home. 2 people arrested. And a California man arrested 3 times within 16 hours. Prep for what? That's the question we'll answer today on The Dark Side of.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is The Dark Side of.
That indeed it is. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you are listening to the podcast or follow us so you don't miss any episodes. New ones every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. Tony and Sean with you on today's episode of the program. And what's going on?
Did you ever go out for some sunshine, maybe a walk, maybe a run, and Mom Nature just wanted to mess with you just as you were leaving to depart?
Sure. Oh, yeah, all the time. What happened?
Just got done with, I believe you just run, like on public streets. Mm-hmm. And happened to rain a little more. And on my jaunt back to the residence, what I had thought, there's a new construction project happening nearby. And what I had thought was kind of just a puddle was like a 12-inch gully. And whoops-a-daisy. Thankfully, I didn't eat asphalt.
Yeah.
But it was a hello. So I had to use the restroom prior to that gully.
Mm-hmm.
But all good. It was raining, so, you know, it mattered not.
So it was essentially Ned Ryerson level of hole in the ground.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's funny. I was, you know, running. I'm Sean. I'm Bill Murray.
Yep. Ned,
watch out for that one. It's a doozy.
Yeah,
Ryerson, needle nose Ned. Ned, yep. The head. Come on, man.
It's my favorite movie. So, well, that sucks. I'm, I've just been avoiding the outdoors all this week because it's been. We had nasty weather yesterday. It's gotten much colder today and wetter than I think they thought it was going to be. It's like it's 28 right now and everything's freezing. And then the ice storm is supposed to start tomorrow. So, and they're saying up to 1 inch of ice.
Bing!
Let's go to our first story. A Florida woman allegedly stabbed husband 140 times, fractured skull with
meat cleaver. Got the shingles real bad.
God, it's like, I guess my question would be how, that must be really difficult to count. You know, if that's your job, if you're the coroner, and a body stabbed that many times, how do you count that? I mean, how do you figure that out?
Well, I think you bring in on Cameo, Sesame Street's The Count. He could, you know, do that for you. 82, 83.
And then suddenly, oh, would you like another 30 seconds of Cameo? That'll be another $800, says the Count. Oh, my God. I just, that would be difficult. Anyway, a Florida woman who stands accused of killing her husband and stabbing his body 140 times, officials said. The Palm Springs Police Department said the body of Melvin Weller, 62, was found by the woman's son, Ricardo Anthony Green, 41, who reported it to police, CBS 46 reported. The woman, Joan Burke, 61, was subsequently arrested and charged with his death, officials said. Blood was on the walls, cabinets, kitchen counters of the home, police said, ABC 27 reported. Burke, who was initially arrested on February 11th, was found lying on a bed when police arrived at the home and later received a mental evaluation, officials said. On Sunday, she appeared before a judge in a telehearing, officials said, although the motive for the alleged crime was not shared. Weller was physically disabled, his family said. After an autopsy, officials believed Weller suffered a severe blow to his head with a meat cleaver. Burke has been charged with first-degree murder and is being held without bond, the New York Post reported. So there, wow. So 140 times. I'm thinking there must have been a little pent-up aggression here for some reason.
Yeah. Well, and what's really sad, physically disabled, so who knows if she was his kind of nurse, living home care, and you put yourself in that position, whether you're dealing with some human or a foster dog who's in heat, you can get a little short. And clearly there's no excuse to stab someone over 100 times. Double digits, okay. 98, justified. Once you get into the hundreds, come on now. And quite honestly, a meat cleaver, that's probably the first time since 08 I've heard someone dying or at least being struck to begin the death, the murder, if you will.
What in 08 did, what had a meat cleaver with it?
Well, it's funny. You have those ice maker machines in your standard refrigerator. Prior to that, you could go, maybe you have a gathering of sorts over the weekend, and rather than turn the old ice cube maker on, you can go to the store. They actually sell bags of ice if you're wanting to conduct a party or keep a dead body cold. And when you bring in said bag of ice, should you not be Tony and have a commercial size refrigerator to just be able to have these large bags of ice, you have to condense it. You have to break it up. And, well, you can't use your fist, can't use a butter knife, but you can use a meat cleaver. Break it into chunks.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, just pop it in right next to the cargo bay.
Seems like it could be a great way to injure oneself as well with a meat cleaver.
I mean, I did hurt myself, but it did break the ice up, and the bar mitzvah was great on Saturday afternoon, christening my new golden retriever.
You know what I do? I take the bag of ice while it's still in the bag, and here's the trick. You go to a place like a concrete floor or something, which is usually what a freezer would be sitting on that has the said ice in, and you just drop it quick, and it doesn't break the bag. And then it all breaks up. No meat cleaver necessary.
There's logical ways to go about something, and there are illogical ways. Both words are in the dictionary. And quite honestly, if everybody did the proper way, would CNC Music Factory have a hit? Things that make you go, hmm?
That's true.
No, they wouldn't, because nothing makes you go, hmm, because everybody's doing the right logical thing.
Someday we'll be there. Actually, I think we're going the complete opposite way, where everything is 100% illogical.
We're there.
Yeah.
We're there.
Yeah. Yeah, we are already living in that land. We're going to have a story coming up about that involving California laws, starting with a man that was arrested 3 times within 16 hours, and then deciding that maybe we should make crime illegal again, because they got to a point there where it really was kind of a technicality. But first, 88 living and 40 deceased animals found in extreme filth in Nebraska home. 2 people arrested. This always amazes me, because these people are living in homes that have all these animals in, and obviously not good at all. They're peeing, they're pooping, they're doing all of their stuff everywhere, but they're breathing it in, and it's okay. And the people who come in to get rid of this stuff, you know, they're in like hazmat suits, because like one whiff of it could kill you. But how the hell do people like this live in it for like months or years on end?
Here's the thing. There are people who have little to no sense of smell.
But it's not even that. It doesn't have to be a smell that you're smelling. Just the ammonia and the toxicity of it is what I'd be more concerned with. Smell is just a sense. I mean, the chemicals and shit that you're breathing, I think, would kill you at some point. I don't know.
Again, CNC likes to sing in harmonious melody things that make you go,
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't... Similar to killing someone or being the parent of somebody murdered, etc. I don't know how you can make sense of something. That there is no sense to be made. And B, you handle it how you would handle it in your situation. So, hey, if I have 47 animals in my 675 square foot one bedroom apartment, I would probably wake up one morning and punch myself in the face. Then I would call animal control and turn myself in and rot in a jail cell. But I'm not this person or persons. Mm-hmm. And to try to analyze or get into somebody's brain who is doing something clearly already a little bit outlandish is probably better luck winning the lottery.
And I guess with this, it's not even like trying to figure out how they're thinking. It's trying to figure out how their body doesn't just go out, because it's not even like when you smell a chemical like bleach or something, you're not like going, I mean, unless you're purposely doing it, it's not like a willful thing. It's like, oh shit, like I came too close to that, you know. But it happened and your body has a reaction. With this, it's like you're just inhaling in it all day long and the body's not dying. It's not even a question of like, do you like it, can you stand it, are you just not sensing it? It's just, why did it not do what you'd think it would do? Anyway, 2 people were arrested for animal abuse earlier this week after 88 living and 40 deceased animals were found in poor living conditions at their home. According to KETV-TV, number one in stories about dead animals in homes, especially if there's lots. On January 24th, the Omaha Police Department alerted the Nebraska Humane Society about animals living in squalor and neglect at a residence near North 45th and Burdett Streets. Officers reportedly responded to a home to a report of domestic violence because 30-year-old Sierra Lang allegedly broke windows with a crowbar-type weapon. Upon their arrival, KETV reports that the Nebraska Humane Society recovered the animals and said some of them were severely neglected at the scene. There were reportedly animal feces all over the home, and the animals were living in poor conditions. According to KETV, an officer said the floor was entirely covered with animal urine and feces had been embedded into the fibers of the carpet. Many of the dogs were found aggressively scratching their fur, and there was a litter of 5 to 8 small puppies on a pile of clothes. The Nebraska Humane Society reportedly served a search warrant on January 25th. According to WOWTV, the shelter found 40 of the animals dead inside, as well as some preserved in the freezer. Of all 88 living animals found, a potbelly pig was reportedly in the worst condition. And according to KETV, the pig had sunken eyes, a protruding spine and hips, muscle wasting, overgrown hooves. The pig reportedly had to be euthanized. Throughout the home, officers reportedly found multiple dogs of various breeds, and many of them did not have access to water. According to WOWT, most of the animals were taken in by the Nebraska Humane Society, were cared for, and are no longer with the shelter. Many of them were able to get back to a condition where they could be transferred to other shelters, adopted, or given foster homes. WOWTV reports few animals are reportedly still under the Nebraska Humane Society's care. So, my God, I guess, is this like a situation of someone saying, let's have a farm in our house, like, and not have the land, and you just kind of start doing that in your residence?
Yeah, I got nothing. I have nothing to add to this story.
It's just insane that that one could have that many animals. In an addiction, is that an addiction? Can you be addicted to having animals in your house? I mean, I can't imagine you're like doing this with the purpose of hurting them, other than you're just dumb and not realizing it.
You know, I think that's the equivalent. It's funny because when you are when you're driving on the interstate and you want to go into another lane, and then you get rear-ended or cause an accident, and then the officer show up and you say, "Officer, I have no idea how this happened." And then it all comes back in slow motion. Oh, wait a minute! That thing that is programmed into my car that costs no additional money to use, called well, depending upon where you are in the world, a turn signal, a blinker, was not used and could have been, you know, could have prevented this catastrophe. You multiply that by about a million in the stupidity department and the lazy and the assuming and the, oh, you know, well, then you could have 120 animals in your residence. 40 of them are dead. It quite honestly comes down to the simplistic view of you're dumb.
Yeah.
You are dumb. You are dumb. And that can be laced with love of animals. That can be laced with the stubbornness of not wanting to ask for help. That can be combined with the masculinity or the what would be the equivalent of masculinity in a female. Like, we're gentlemen. Masculinity,
I get what you're trying to say. I don't know what it would be, though, where
girl power, for lack of a term,
okay,
you know,
sure.
Strong, what have you.
Yeah.
So essentially what I'm getting at is
compassion, I don't know.
So yeah. So you combine the maybe less than intelligence, the love for animals, the stubborn nature, I'm not going to get my dog's balls chopped off. That's like chopping my balls off. And then they make puppies. And then so you put this all in the ninja and you press salsa or liquefy. You are a fucking moron.
You get
Pardon
this.
My French.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If there was 100 and this, I'm perhaps on an island here, but if there's 100 and which this is a stretch, but if there's 120 humans and 40 of them are dead in some compound, that's terrible. I am more hurt and appalled with 40 dead dogs in residence. You know why? As a human, now again, there's hostage situations and cults, but as a human, I'm sorry, as a human, you have more control to get the fuck out of there than if you are a dog.
Sure, I get what you're saying.
Sorry, both terrible. Okay, so it'd be 1 and 1A on the what's the worst, your top five. But again, if you are a human, and I'm not speaking of children or toddlers or who are, you know, mind warped and manipulated. No, I'm just saying if you have...
You're a healthy adult.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's a shitty situation to be in regardless if you're a human or a dog. But at the end of the day, I think less of a human being in murdering a human over an animal.
Okay.
That's just me.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, overall, this, yeah, you have these animals because they have zero say in any of this. You just kind of wish at some point one would go, okay, let's just fucking eat these people and be done with it. It's like, they're clearly like, everybody, all of our friends are dying around here. Let's just eat the people in their sleep, and then maybe we can break out or something. But my God, it's, I don't know. And the thing is, how do you change human beings that is what was an acceptable thing for them for so long? Here's a fun one. We're going to go into California man arrested 3 times within 16 hours. And I swear to God, his picture kind of looks like a semi, like he was going in for a glamour shot, but like accidentally hit like the metal barrier pole with his teeth as he was walking into the mall. Because it's this real big smile and there's a tooth that looks freshly chipped, but he's like totally living it up, glamour shot style. So this is from Glendale, California. A 47-year-old man was arrested 3 different times within a 16-hour period over the weekend. According to a press release from the Glendale Police Department, shortly after 3 a.m. on Sunday, February 13th, James Langdon of Los Angeles was seen pacing in a parking lot at the intersection of Colorado and Lewis Streets. He then reportedly ran out of the lot and against a don't walk sign. Oh, there we go. That's probably how the tooth got chipped. Police say officers tried to stop Langdon from the illegal action, but he fled. He was reportedly pursued and arrested for obstruction after a brief struggle. According to police, Langdon requested medical treatment and was brought to a local hospital. He was reportedly given a court date and released at the hospital. Several hours later, approximately 9:30 a.m., police say Langdon was trespassing at a business on the 1400 block of East Chevy Chase Drive. He was reportedly using a screwdriver to try to gain entry to a closed part of the business. According to police, Langdon was arrested and booked for trespassing with Los Angeles $0 bail order. Langdon was allegedly released within 3 hours of being booked. What the fuck is the $0 bail order? This seems very much like a dumb California idea. Look that up if you would. Police say he was given a notice to appear in the court at a later date. Then shortly before 7 p.m., officers responded to the 600 block of Balboa Avenue to a report of a burglary at an apartment building, police say. Residents reportedly noticed a door was ajar. Items within the apartment were moved around and a man could be heard shouting. Upon their arrival, police say officers located Langdon walking in the apartment building hallway. He reportedly ran back into the victim's apartment unit and locked himself inside. With the help of the Burbank Police Department's canine unit, police say officers established a perimeter around the building and tried to negotiate with Langdon. Langdon reportedly refused to leave the apartment, so officers made forced entry. Langdon eventually exited the bedroom voluntarily and was arrested without incident, police say. According to police, in total, Langdon caused approximately $6,000 in damage to the apartment unit and complex. He was reportedly arrested and charged with burglary, felony, vandalism. As of Thursday, February 17th, police say Langdon was in custody on $150,000 bail. So, fine times in California, as basically crime is legal there.
So you always have competitions as a young child amongst your friends. How many times can you do this?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that this is just another typical example of how many times can I get arrested in a 24-hour period?
Mm-hmm.
And I salute you. I appreciate your assertiveness and striving to be great, sir.
Did you look up what $0 bail order is? I'm trying to...
No, that sounds like an inappropriate adult website, and I cannot use a work computer.
Eliminating cash bail and reducing reliance on the bail bond industry. So basically, like the one thing that kind of like sometimes keeps people incarcerated, it looks like it's just kind of some way where you can basically not pay bail and get out.
Sure.
Makes total sense. That seems like the right thing to do. Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. Okay. Have you seen some of the videos out of California in recent months or years?
Of car chases? Daily.
Well, the car chase ones, but no, some of these where I saw one yesterday where it was somebody at a Walgreens, literally middle of the day, goes in, large, big old duffel bag, and just starts stealing things and just starts taking things in the bag, walking through the store, taking them. The security guard is seen on camera, just filming it on her phone, because I guess you can't like approach the person anymore as the security guard. And then the person, they get their stuff and they just calmly walk out of the store. And they do this because you can, because there's not really much of a fine to pay or any sort of time to pay either, because it's all under a certain amount of money. And so this is where you end up having all these boarded up stores, and it's insane.
Well, what's unfortunate is you have to have layers of the crime. So there is such a high amount of rule breaking, for lack of a better term, to try to be to catch all the bad guys. You now have to have the layers of, well, how bad is this? And if it doesn't hit this threshold, they're fine.
Number one, people are already fleeing California. But number two, it's like, why the fuck? I mean, I couldn't imagine going, yeah, I want to go live out there with all of the issues that there is going on. And then this on top of it, too. And it just seems like the choices that are being made are just like the opposite of any sort of common sense. It's like, what the fuck are we doing? Another thing that's going on out there right now is, the California lawmakers are trying to reverse Proposition 47 to make crime illegal again. The story says, as crime continues to concern communities throughout California, Republican state leaders are making efforts to repeal a much-debated measure critics say has emboldened criminals and tied the hands of law enforcement. In March, state legislators at the General Assembly's Public Safety Committee will conduct a hearing on AB 1599, which would pose the question of Proposition 47, known as the Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act, to voters once again in an effort to crack down on rampant theft. The measures were ushered by voters in 2014 and have been blamed for many brazen smash-and-grab thefts and shoplifting incidents plaguing cities up and down the states. It has essentially legalized theft and open drug use in California, culminating in these unbelievable smash-and-grab robberies. State Assemblyman Kevin Kiley, who is one of three lawmakers who introduced AB 1599 in January, voters were egregiously misled about what this would do. Hailed as a step toward criminal justice reform by supporters, Prop 47 downgraded charges pertaining to certain theft and drug possession crimes for a felony to a misdemeanor if the value of stolen goods is under $950. As a result, thieves feel emboldened to commit crimes because of the soft penalties, said Kiley, whose assembly district includes portions of Sacramento County, northeast of San Francisco. In addition to the measures, also allows defendants serving sentences for felony offenses that would have qualified as misdemeanors under the measure to petition courts for resentencing under new misdemeanor provisions, and authorizes those who have completed their sentences to ask for their convictions to be reclassified as misdemeanors. New legislation introduced by Kelly and other lawmakers would overturn much of what Proposition 47 did in an effort to make crime illegal again. It's dystopian looking at some of the stuff out there and some of the stores and the way that they are guarded and boarded up, and all in an effort to not, you know, be robbed. It's just, I don't know. I'm just amazed by what that's all become.
It is very unfortunate that something that was not to be overthought or not to have so many angles as recently as 10 years ago, every single thing is so much under a microscope that you have to pick sides of doing something to involve safety or doing something that would offend or prohibit something. And then you have 84 different views in between. And I think ultimately, I would look, and this is more of a broader view, by society as a whole, overanalyzing the offensive or categorizing or alienating, we're collectively fucked, because every single thing is going to be so container storeified. And don't get me wrong, the container store, I mean, good for you. Personally, it's a panic attack because it's so much fucking shit. And I have so much shit that I need to go to a fucking store to put my shit in containers. And I need even more containers. And there's so many fucking containers because there's so much fucking shit. There's a store. With that being said, strength in numbers, as cliche as it is, yeah, with every single thing being, well, we're gonna put this in this coin purse and this in this coin purse. And okay, so next thing you know, you have 8 billion different fill in the blank. How the fuck are you going to be able to move forward on anything?
Mm-hmm.
Being successful as a company, having agreements politically. And again, there's no traction to this because there's no quick tweet that you can give an answer of how we collectively move forward. And everybody is so stubborn that nobody wants to fucking give in. Mm-hmm. And nobody has the forward thinking to understand, hey, guess what? I say 2 + 2 = 4 and you say 2 + 2 = 6. But guess what? Even though I know 2 + 2 is like legitimately 4, I respect you enough to give you the opinion, because guess what? I don't really give a fuck if you think 2 + 2 = 6. You're not my accountant, because nobody has that view. It's going to be a lot more boarded up worlds for many. So, in conclusion, move to another country. Good night, America.
And this has been brought to you by the Canadian Tourism Board. Move to Canada.
Hockey, eh?
If it wasn't so damn cold. I think that's the thing for me. But hey, you know, maybe that'll change in the coming years, too. Anything's possible. That's going to wrap up today's episode of The Dark Side Of. If you like the show, be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. Leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts. Don't miss any of our episodes. New ones every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. Until next time, for Sean and all of us at The Dark Side Of, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit ncl.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry: the Bahamas and USA.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.